That's my belief, and that's why I believe that politicians on both sides of the border have got to do everything humanly possible to avoid the permanent closure of the Foyle ferry service, which to date has carried over 2 million passengers since its inception, filling badly needed beds on both sides of the border, both in Inishowen and in County Derry.
You've pointed out too there are numerous other services that receive financial support, and I suppose is asking the question is why not this one?
Well, of course, the Sangford ferry service gets £2 million a year. You know, to put it in perspective, we're probably talking about maybe a tenth of that. Rathland is very heavily funded through the European Union, and why not the Foyle ferry service? Well, apparently there's legislation on Stormont that says because it goes to another jurisdiction, then it can't be funded. So I ask the question, where have we been since the Good Friday Agreement, the cross-border bodies, and all the other institutions that were established to iron out the difficulties of partition?
And you argue that if we can't get a resolution to this, we're going to be seen as laughingstock in Europe.
Well, of course we will, and I say that on the back of a visit to Brussels a couple of weeks ago where, you know, there's a tremendous run out of programmes which are designed precisely to address issues affecting member states and how traffic interacts with them.